Ceremonies can play an important role in life, but according to author and former psychotherapist Dr. Stephen Farmer, we're neglecting them. He has a strong belief in the power of ceremonies for all sorts of occasions and has written a book called Sacred Ceremony to help us get back into the habit.
Ceremonies are important in that they give us a concrete way that we can work with that helps us really know God inside, know God through experience, not through just concept and intellect. Miracles occur with ceremonies. That's really the proof, more than some intellectual proof, is when I feel a certain presence and fullness that is a result of the ceremony, then I'm reminded of my place in the universe and my place on earth.
And what constitutes a ceremony?
I distinguish ceremonies from ritual, and I'm speaking really of sacred ceremonies and sacred rituals. They're both important and valid. Sacred rituals tend to come through a long history of tradition, you know, hundreds of years very often, and they help someone feel secure. There's a predictability. I know that when I go to church, there's a certain sequence of things that happens. Ceremonies, on the other hand, are subject to variability. I may, in the middle of a ceremony that I'm enacting, shift gears. I might find that, okay, this one candle isn't enough. You know, I need to add a second candle or a third candle. With rituals, you can't do that. It's against the rules. There's a certain structure to rituals that needs to be followed. And the value of that is that it's imbued with, again, sometimes hundreds of years of practice. However, as I think we all know, that sometimes rituals, sacred rituals, become routine. We don't really know what the substance is behind them. Whereas ceremonies, I think there's much more of a living presence of God in ceremonies. Not that that doesn't happen in rituals, but my own experience, and I'm sure a lot of others, is that going to church, I knew something was happening, I'd watch it happen, but I didn't feel involved. And with ceremonies, you cannot not be involved.
So when's an appropriate time to have a ceremony?
In Sacred Ceremony, I write about three different kinds of ceremonies: healings, transitions, and celebrations. I'm not sure I would single out one of those, but I think in transitions, important life transitions seem to be one of the best ways to mark those is through ceremony. Births, deaths, and everything in between, even beyond the usual childhood and adolescent transitions. First day at school, going from childhood to puberty, starting a menstruation for a girl. Rites that we don't have, or ceremonies that we don't have for males a lot, is adolescent males, you know, being taken in, taught how to be man in this culture, all the way up to old age. So transitions, I think, are probably some of the most important events, life events, to mark with ceremony.
And is there a kind of a ceremony template, if you like, if you want to get going, do one?
Yeah, although these are somewhat abstract, I'll explain what they are. I think there's three important ingredients in any kind of ceremony: intention. Now, what is this ceremony about? What is the purpose here? Is it to mark this birth? Is it to name the baby, for instance, to take this 18-year-old out into the world? It's going out into the world for the first time. That's the intention. The second thing that's important in doing the ceremony is establishing sacred space. And there's a number of ways to do that. You can set up a candle. A simple thing is setting up a candle. You can do an invocation with a prayer. You can create a circle if it's a group type of a ceremony. There's a number of ways, but it's important to set the intention, establish the sacred space. And then the third element, I think, that's important and a key difference between ceremony and ritual is something called inspiration. Inspiration means I'm attuned to divine guidance, you could say, throughout the process of ceremony. I'm really listening. I'm paying attention to all subtle signs that may show up in the midst of the ceremony. I'm really listening with my heart open as well as my ears open. So those three elements, I think, are important: intention, establishing sacred space, and inspiration.
And who should conduct this ceremony?
Naha, that's the key. And that's one of the purposes that I'm certainly trying to promote is to, we don't need a shaman or a priest or a minister to conduct these ceremonies, although certainly there are instances where we may look to some other individual to conduct the ceremony. What I think is really keen is the possibility of bringing that into our own lives, that we establish the ceremony or create the ceremony out of our own authority and our own experience in work with spirit, in whatever form or fashion. It's not attuned to a specific religion or a specific spiritual practice. And what I really am keen about is certain elements that seem to be common to all of these. So what I'm saying about that is that mother and father could create a ceremony for their child going off to college, for instance. just by following a very few simple guidelines and listening real closely to their own guidance.
That's Dr. Stephen Farmer, author of Sacred Ceremony.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.